ஸ்ரீகுருப்யோ நம. ஹரி ஓம். கணானாம் த்வா கணபதிகும் ஹவாமஹே கவிம் கவீனாமுபமஸ்ரவஸ்தமம் ஜ்யேஷ்டராஜம் ப்ரஹ்மணாம் ப்ரஹ்மணஸ்பத ஸ்ருண்வன்னோதிபிஃ சீத சாதனம் ஸ்ரீமஹாகணாதிபதயே நம. சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஆத்மஸ்வரூப பந்துகள், விஷ் யூ ஆல் எ ஹெல்தி, ஹாப்பி அண்ட் ப்ராஸ்பரஸ் நியூ இயர். நவ் விர் லுக்கிங் அட் தட் நைன்த் வெர்ஸ். ஸோ வி வில் சே தட் ஒன் டைம். அசக்திரநபிஷ்வங்கஹ புத்திரதாரகிருஹாதிஷு நித்யஞ்ச சமசித்தத்வம் இஷ்டானிஷ்டோபபத்திஷு. We are talking of what is called jnanam. The means of acquiring the knowledge of the self, that is the meaning. ஜாயத்தை அனேனா இது ஜானம், வாட் வி கால் கரண வியுற்பத்தி. ஸோ யூ நோ, யூ கம் டு நோ த ட்ரூத் பை திஸ், தட் இஸ் தி வியுற்பத்தி. தேர் ஃபோர் பை அக்வைரிங் சம் ஆஃப் தீஸ் குவாலிட்டிஸ் யூ வில் கம் டு நோ தி ட்ரூத். ஸோ ட்ரூத் இஸ் ஹியர் பட் ஹிடன். ஸோ பை அக்வைரிங் தீஸ் குவாலிட்டிஸ் தட் வெயில் ஓவர் தி ட்ரூத் வில் பி ரிமூவ்ட், will be eliminated, and the truth will come into its own. That is how the word jnanam has to be understood. This has, if you pay proper attention, this has very serious implications. One implication is, truth is God who is not aware. He is in our heart, number one. Then God is not a person. God is an impersonal reality. Number two, God is not an entity or a thing. Because a thing you can put in your pocket, a thing you cannot put into your heart. Therefore, God is not an entity, a physical entity or anything. God is, you cannot describe it. You can only tell what it is not. That's why the language, the description is in those, in that direction. And then, having said what is not God, so then how to gain the God? You are not going to gain God as you gain the things of the world. We are accustomed to a certain gain. So I gain a few things. I work for them and gain them. And as I possess these things, I feel a sense of elation or joy, whatever. So what we call sanyoga janyam sukham, that is how it is described. The sense of joy that we experience as we come into contact with the physical objects of this world. So you cannot acquire God like that. So then you cannot acquire God as a relation. Like in life, we create many relations. First, we make all out effort to create the relation, to make the relation, and then suffer. That is what the human being does. So he makes the relation, and he is very anxious to get related. And once he is into it, into the relation, now he starts deriving unhappiness from it. You see, I knew a gentleman. He was my friend. He wrote to me, "I want to make friends with you on Facebook." So like that he wrote to me. I told, "I don't want to make friends with you on Facebook. I am not able to do all that. When we meet, we meet. You can call me if you wish." I told that. Then he told me, no, I am going into it. Then I told him, don't go into it, you don't need it. You learn how to do meditation and do that. That is what you need, not Facebook. Facebook is the opposite of meditation. I'm not saying anything about a particular company. General attitude I am saying. No. There are many advantages in Facebook and Twitter. So I said, you are wasting your time. And you are creating a distraction for yourself. He said, no, you don't know all that. You are a very old-fashioned guy, which is true, of course, which is true. So he entered into it. Then he forgot about my advice and all that. Next time when we met, he has so many complaints. He has a big story to tell. He says, you see, this is how things are, whereas these people are saying like this. And I wrote an essay and all of them are commenting against that essay. Like that he has created such a web of displeasure for himself. So he started saying things about Hinduism or whatever. And now on Facebook and Twitter they are all saying things. And some of them are saying very vehemently that what all he said is wrong. And then he gave a reply to that. And then they gave 10 replies to him. And now he has this much file and he wants me to read that and tell me who is right and who is wrong. I tell, forget about it. I'm not going to read this volume of words. You start with one word, Twitter, and then create 100,000 words for yourself. Now I have to dig up all those words and tell that you are right. You forget about it. I'm not going to do that. Then I could see he is badly caught in that web of words. Badly caught. He says something and somebody else says something else. It is all about Rama. Can you believe it? It is all about Rama. Whether Rama went to Sri Lanka or not, really did go, or he went to this place or that place. Then one colonel who retired from army, now he has no army work, so he is doing this work and he wrote a big essay condemning this person. And these people are fighting against each other about Rama. And he is caught in it. And he is really, really worked up. And then he is stressed out. He is unhappy. And now he has identified a group of people who are anti-Rama, anti-Hindu and anti-himself. When he says Rama and Hindu, it is an extension of his own egoity. And so he is anti-Rama, he is anti-Hindu. Like that he has identified a dozen or two dozen of them by name and address and all that. He hates their guts. And then he has a group of friends. This is what he has created. Can you believe it? Are you understanding what I am trying to say? So this is how you create a relation. I took one small point and dilated it. You create a relation and then suffer from it. So this is how we possess. What I was trying to say, this is how what we do in the samsara. We create relations and get attached to them. You want to create some such relation to God, it is ruled out. That is not how you are going to gain God. So I gave two examples, negative examples. You cannot gain God as a possession, as a thing of this world. You cannot gain God as a relation, that God is there, I am here, or I am nearby God and I am related to God. That is not the way you are going to gain God. So, in which way you cannot gain God, we have cleared. That is the implication of this word, jnanam. Then how are we going to gain God? You are going to gain God as Atma, your own innermost reality. Then why don't I gain it now and here? You gain it now and here. But you have to find the veil that is covering it up. It is like the sun is there. Now and here the sun is there. But we are unable to see. Yeah, there is a veil. You need not do anything about the sun. You have to make arrangements to remove that veil. So, therefore, now attaining God is equivalent to attaining a set of qualities. That is what it is. That is the implication which is mind-boggling, I tell you, if you pay attention to it. This, you see, sadguna praptireva ishvara praptihi. So, attaining God, that is the goal of the seeker. Attaining God is just the same as attaining a set of qualities. That puts in proper perspective the name or the title Jnanam. So you attain these qualities, but you have attained Ishvara. That's why they are called Jnanam. That is the far-reaching implication of the title Jnanam. That's all. That is all you have to do. So look at the Stheta Prajna Lakshanas and try to acquire those qualities, some of them. They are all interrelated. Bhakta Lakshana, try to acquire some of them. Gunatita Lakshana, in 14th Adhyaya, try to acquire them. Then this is Jnanam, try to acquire them. They are all interrelated. There are so many things to attain, it's not like that. They are so interrelated, they repeat themselves. Sometimes the word itself is repeated, like samadukha sukhaha. It is said in Stheta Prajna, in Bhakta, in Gunatita. Same word. Nirmamo nirahankaraha. Give up the sense of egoity and the sense of possession, mama. So, give up these two. Nirmama. You come out of that. Nirgataha. Nirmamaha. Nir. So, nir means coming out of. That is the meaning of nir. When you say coming out of, there will always be a from which you come out of. That panchami vibhakti will be there. So, you come out of egoity. That is nirahankaraha. You come out of the sense of possession. Mamakara. Come out of it. You do not possess anything. You use a few things without ever possessing anything. So this sense of possession is a mistake. And so come out of it. You don't lose anything. In fact, you will gain everything. So you come out of it. That is a nirmamaha. Therefore, the nirmamo nirahankaraha. You will find it in Sthitaprajna, in Gunatita, in Bhakta. You will find. Therefore, they are all dispersed all through the Gita. So you know, get hold of those qualities and you acquire them. You get Ishvara automatically. But people don't want the means, they want the end only. The end cannot be dispensed, like packets of medicine are dispensed. It is called dispensary. So because they dispense in small packets, it is dispensed. So we go and stand in the queue and get what is dispensed. It is not done like that in Vedanta. It is not dispensed. So Guru will do something about it and put it into my head, or he will touch it and so it will flow from his hand into my head. It is not dispensed like that. So you want the end, you take hold of the means. Get hold of the means. Then the end will be yours. You see, people, they have to understand the meaning of the words means and end. You think means is here, end is later. You separate them in time. Means now, end later. Means you have separated them in time. Means is this, end is that. So you have separated them as vastu. Means is here, end is elsewhere. You have separated them as desha. So, three possible separations, only three separations are possible. Three kinds of fragmentation alone is possible. And therefore, we do the three. If 10 are possible, we will do 10. We stop at 3 because it is no more possible than that. So, this is how human mind is fragmented. So, between karma and karma phala, you have fragmented yourself. So, na karmanyeva adhikaraste, you identify with adhikaras sambandhaha. You identify with the karma and you keep the karma phala away and desiring it, you have fragmented yourself already. So, anyway, therefore, means and end, don't fragment yourself by putting them in two different compartments and then holding on to the one and then holding on to the other. Start from the end. First hold on to the end with the mind. Mind, you know. With the mind you hold on to the end. I want a swargam. So now you hold on to the end. Now from there you come to karma. So this agnishtoma, the particular yajna, will give me swarga. Therefore now you hold on to the karma. This is the mimamsaka method. So Sri Krishna says, don't do that mistake. You are fragmenting yourself. Could you see the fragmentation that I am talking about in this argument? Yeah, that fragmentation, it doesn't work. You should not fragment yourself. You should rise above the process of fragmentation, how it is taking place. You have to recognize that and rise above that. You have to integrate yourself. That is called yoga, integration. So integration means recognize the methods of the modes of fragmentation and rise above them. This karma, karma phala fragmentation. The truth is, it is the means which molds itself to the end, into the end, to become the end. The means itself is molded as the end. Means becomes the end. It is like preparing chapati. To start with the flour and you get the chapati by a karma. How do you get? The flour itself undergoes a molding, a transformation as chapati. So, suppose you are not willing to hold on to the means, but you want the end, what kind of psychology it is? You are making a mistake, you know. You don't make that mistake. Hold on to the means. Don't worry about the end. No, no, I will do both. No, you should not do both. You should do only one, and that is the means. This is the message of Gita. Identify totally with the means. Don't get fragmented between the means and the end. Identify totally with the means, because the flower comes out of, the bud becomes the flower. Bud transforms itself into the flower. The means transforms itself into the end. So, jnanam, these qualities, you acquire these qualities, you transform yourself into divinity. That is how the transformation, the mutation, if you will, happens. Therefore, hold on to these qualities. So, this is the important thing. We have to understand that. So, I gave one more introduction to these qualities. I have given many introductions to this. Every weekend I feel like giving an introduction. I hope I am not blabbering the same thing again and again. Anyway, so what is the quality before us? Asaktihi. That is the quality. So let us look at it. It is the most important quality, asaktihi. It is the toughest of all. This asaktihi. Asaktihi, a negative word, its opposite is saktihi. Saktihi and asaktihi. So, I'll tell you the difference. If you go to this FedEx or UPS, etc., and they have covers in which you can put a letter and a post, even the United States Post Office, once you put the paper inside and remove that obstacle for attaching it. There is an obstacle. Some paper he puts, some plastic paper. Remove that. Before removing it, check. You have put everything properly. Because once you fix it, now it is fixed for good. You cannot remove it again. That is called sakti. Just I am telling you what is sakti. Then I will tell you what is asakti. So you go to Indian Post Office. And they have three things. Card, inland cover and cover. They are called like that. They are the names. Card. In Telugu they write cardu. 50 paisa. Inland coveru. సో అంతర్దేశీయ పత్ర, దట్ ఇది హిందీ. ఇన్ తెలుగు వీ కాల్ ఇట్ ఇంగ్లీష్ వర్డ్ ఓన్లీ, వీ యాడ్ అన్ డూమూవులు, వీ యాడెడ్ కాల్ ఇట్ ద సేమ్, అండ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ కాస్టింగ్ 3 rupees. కావారు కాస్ట్ 5 rupees. ఇట్ విల్ బి ఎ స్మాల్ కవర్, నాట్ దట్ బిగ్ కవర్, 1/2 ఆఫ్ దట్ కవర్. సో దిస్ మచ్, యాజ్ మచ్ యాజ్ మై హ్యాండ్, దిస్ మచ్ కవర్ ఇట్ ఈస్. ఇట్ హ్యాస్ ఫ్లాప్స్ అండ్ ఆల్ దాట్. యూ పుట్ యువర్ పేపర్ ఇన్ సైడ్ అండ్ దెన్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు సీల్ ఇట్ విత్ గమ్. గమ్ ఈస్ ఫిక్స్డ్ టు దాట్, దెర్ ఈస్ గమ్ సిట్టింగ్ దాట్, డ్రై గమ్. నౌ యూ పుట్ సమ్ వాటర్ టు దాట్ అండ్ క్లోజ్ ఇట్, అండ్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు క్లోజ్ ఇట్ లైక్ దాట్ యూ డూ, అండ్ దెన్ రిమూవ్ యువర్ హ్యాండ్, దట్ కమ్స్ అవుట్. Then the post office people, they find this problem all the time. Therefore, what they do, they put some gum there. And so already there is gum. You are supposed to put only water, not gum anymore. But the water is not working. There is the gum. You can see the gum. It is a dark brown gum, but it is not sticking. Now take that gum, which is sitting in a bottle there, and put some of it here. And then again, close it, and now do with two hands like this. And then remove, it comes out. It just doesn't stick. Doesn't stick at all. This is called asaktihi. You should be like Indian post office gum in life, really. You should not like American post office gum. Here you cannot take it out. You have to cut it with a knife. You cannot untie it. You cannot remove them, separate them. They are permanently stuck. We are stuck like that with life. And the death has to come and cut asunder. Then only the attachment is gone. Till then it continues. And it continues after death also for the guys who remain here. It is over for the guy who is gone. He assumes that still it is, the guy is around waiting for his attachment. People are crazy. They bind themselves so badly. This is the toughest problem in human existence. And then we suffer from attachment. And even while suffering from attachment, we do not address it properly. We always address it the wrong way. So you always try to escape from it without ever addressing it. Always try to get hold of some palliatives to settle it, some expediency, what they call. In that context, so do something about it. But do not address the issue of attachment itself. So this is how we move from one episode of attachment to another episode of attachment to another episode. Like that we move. All our life we do that. And then we fall dead till holding on to that attachment. Shastras say, see, you are dying with attachment, you will come back. The whole process will repeat. That is what Shastra says. That also people misinterpret. How? Okay, there is next birth. So what will happen? He wants to find out what will happen to the next birth. He doesn't understand the basic principle. Are bhai, we are not trying to give you a map of the next birth. That is not the intent of the Shruti. That is not the vivaksha. The intent is not to tell you the map of the next birth. That is not the intent. The intent is to get rid of it now and here. That is the intent. It is like you take this tablet, you will become free from fever. Tomorrow you have a journey, so that in the journey you can be comfortable. Otherwise, you will suffer during the journey. That is what this doctor said. This person asks, now I don't want to take this tablet. You tell me, what should I do when I suffer during the journey? So, therefore, it is not about next birth. That is not the intent of this Shruti. Intent of this Shruti is address it now. You address it. So, attachment is the toughest of human weaknesses. And that is the one which holds the infinite in a cocoon. Paramatma has now become a jiva. That's why it is called Maya. And Shankara says, Maya, these Dvaitis who do not understand anything about the Swarupa of themselves, the Atma, they say Shankara is Mayavadi. Are, it is not about Mayavada, it is not about a theory or any such thing. Maya is the most practical aspect of human existence. That is what holding us. That is what with which we are living. And it is in every moment of our life. So the infinite, Atma, Paramatma, which is Atma. Atma alone is called Paramatma. So the infinite Atman is imprisoned in a cocoon. It is like Raja Maharaja is put in a cell, jail cell. So, what is the cocoon? What is the cell? It is the cell, the bubble of attachment. And the cell is as hard as a diamond. Vajra upadhi it is. That is the attachment. And so this attachment, you have to address it. You cannot escape from it. Suppose I am attached to an object. I am attached to my possessions, my wealth. Or my stock, I have invested in stock. I'm trying to give a benign example so that it will be as simple as possible. So, because it is about life, it is examination of life. People have to understand one thing. It is not about Sri Krishna's teaching to Arjuna. It is Sri Krishna's teaching to Arjuna only, but it is not about Sri Krishna's teaching to Arjuna. It is about me and you. It is not about Arshavidya Gurukulam. It is about you and me. It is about our confusion in life. It is not about Swamiji. Swamiji, what Swamiji? He is another guy who comes and goes. It is not about Swamiji. It is about the confusion that is ruling our lives. It is about the confusion. So first you have to crystallize there. So, it is not about Hindu culture, it is not about Vedantic vision, it is about all of that. Try to understand in the correct spirit. Don't hold on to my nose at 1:15. Swami TV said it is not about Vedantic vision. That is not the vivaksha, that is not the intent. So, it is about the confusion in which we are living. And are you ready to accept it and take it as a challenge and move forward? If so, come on, let us walk together. Let us examine together. Don't wait for some knowledge to flow from up or down. I am sitting up so that I appear to everybody. That is the only reason. Not that the knowledge like water flows from up to down. Probably it flows also like that. Maybe when Vinayam is there, it may flow also. Anyway, the point is you have to accept the challenge posed by attachment in life. That is a challenge. And you have to accept that challenge. And you have to examine it. And as you examine it and explore it, there opens a door through which you can come out of the attachment. If you don't do that, you expect the planets or the stars or some rituals, etc., will free you from this bondage and this suffering. I tell you, you are standing before a door which will never open. You know why? Because it's a painted door. Yeah, it will not open. So you don't escape from attachment. Don't use religion to escape from attachment. Don't use God to escape from attachment. God has given you everything to explore this bondage called attachment, and so explore it. So we explore it together. I'm not here to give a moral lecture, etc. In fact, I never feel that I am eligible to do even that. So, but I am willing to explore it. What is the attachment? Saktihi. That is the thing, you know. So Shankara, Sangadimitteshu Vishayeshu Priti Matram Saktihi Tadabhavaha Asaktihi. Very, very simple, very succinct definition of the word Asaktihi. Attachment is a desire. That is what attachment is. But a desire which is very well defined. It is the desire to possess a thing or things, and it is a desire to possess a person. You may say, no, I don't want to possess the person. No, you want to possess the person. You want to possess the person. So, the desire to possess things, you want to possess wealth, you want to possess things of pleasure, comforts, etc. And then there is an element of self-aggrandizement also. I want to possess a home so that I can live comfortably, and then I want to possess a home so that the home becomes a means of ego-aggrandizement. Big home, well-furnished home, this furnishing, that furnishing. So the furniture is not only meant for comfort, but also meant for aggrandizement of the ego. So we possess things. In fact, the right thing to do is to have a few things as minimum as possible and use them just to the required extent, and never project the thought that you own anything. That is the right way to do. It is called vairagya. Means you use minimum things. Don't take more than required from the nature. Use minimum things. And then don't own anything. Don't project the thought that I own this, I own that. So, vairagya, viveka. The ownership idea is not there, viveka. You take minimum just for the comfortable survival of the body. That is why what we say in Sanskrit, dehadharana matra, sharira yatra. Shariram kevalam karma, kurvan apno tikilbisham, Shri Krishna. Kevalam karma, only that much. Kevalam means that much. So, deha yatra, sharira yatra, that much. So, that is vairagya and viveka. But, that is the right way. But we do the wrong way. So, that's why we suffer. You see, nobody suffers because of truth. People suffer because of falsehood only. You see the false as false, all suffering comes to an end then and there. So nobody suffers because of truth. You think about that statement. You see, there is something that some event or some situation is there that is true. Because of that I am suffering. No, you are wrong. Nobody suffers because of truth. But I am suffering. Yeah, you are suffering. Therefore that is false. Not truth. Truth cannot make you suffer. Truth liberates. Truth doesn't make you suffer. It is always the falsehood that makes us suffer. Therefore, we try to possess things. We desire to possess things. And the desire to possess people. This is called sakti. There is another word, asaktihi. You have to pronounce correctly. You have to show the distinction between asaktihi and asaktihi. Asaktihi is same as saktihi. That a just enhances the meaning. Attachment, very strong attachment. That is asaktihi, same. In Linux, they are stronger. So it is attachment, it is strong only. But if you want to say, you can say. Saktihi, asaktihi, one and the same. Asaktihi, opposite of saktihi, absence of attachment. Anasaktihi. So anasaktaha, it comes quite often in Gita, same as asaktihi. So, how do you see attachment is there? You see, it is, once again we are family people. Arayappa, it is not about family people, it is about you and me. You think this because I wear this clothes, I don't have attachment. You assume like that. Okay, I will do one thing. I will take you into my room without anybody seeing. I will put this clothes upon you and see, you tell me whether you got rid of attachment or not. It is not about clothes. It is not about taking to life of sannyasa and all that. It is not about taking to life of sannyasa is very easy. Very easy. Half a day job. At one time there used to be severe austerities and all that. So you don't eat food for 24 hours, don't sleep, do japam this and that. Nowadays people are so professional, everybody has turned pro. So nobody has time for all that. So, okay, are you eating food or are you fasting? Okay, I am eating food. Okay, come, have some nice lunch and dinner. No, I am fasting. Okay, you are fasting, I will send tiffin for you. What is the tiffin? Idli, dosha, vada, minimum. And then some sweet. So, sweet could be Mysore Pak and Satchinayana Swami Prasadam. So, it is double the normal lunch, I tell you. So, nobody has time for all these austerities and all that. They are only in the books. People are pro. And so, taking to sannyasa is a very easy thing. So, the only difficult part in sannyasa is you have to take bath in Ganga. That is the only difficult part in it. For 5 minutes, you have to stand in 4 degrees water. And the body becomes numb. That is the only difficult part. Everything is very smooth going. And to live as a sannyasi is very tough. It is difficult. Anyway, this story I told because I want you to look at it as a seeker, as a student. Don't look at it as a grahastha, this and that. That is not the right way of looking at things. Grahastha is contextual. It is not intrinsic. So, we have to come out of that mode. It's a habitual pattern of thinking. I am grahastha, I am grahastha. So, one has to come out of it. It is very unbecoming of us to remain in that mode, even in a place of Brahma Vidya. So, anyway, so coming back to the point. So, you see, there is a point. I am digressing back and forth, but I am coming back to the point. That is attachment. So, now we are attached to things like a house, property, bank account, etc. Then we are attached to people. And we are attached to our ideas also. This is another dangerous attachment. People are attached to ideas. They hold on to an idea. And they are attached to that. So, like in California, some of these young guys, they are environmental soldiers. They have all good intentions. You know what they do? If they see an SUV, sports utility vehicle, they torch it. They put it on fire. They carry with the petrol liquid and match boxes. So they will be going here and there. And they find some SUVs parked in Walmart parking lot. Walmart parking lot means it's quite a big thing it is. It is something like Kumbh Mela place. Very big place. So, very big open lot it is, Walmart parking lot. So, they look at that and see these SUVs and they pour petrol on it and torch it and go away. And they are called environmental soldiers. So they are very nice people. highly educated from Berkeley University. It is not even easy to enter into that university. So that is a very big university it is. They come from there, some of them, and highly educated, scholarly people. But they assume that they know, not assume, this assume is to spoil environment. Therefore, they are environmental soldiers. So this is how they are attached to an idea. The attachment to an idea makes people like machines. They work like machines. That idea, the attachment to the idea, the identification with the idea, it acts like a fuel. It is a fuel. And so you put on petrol, gas into the vehicle, it runs on and on and on. So this idea acts like that fuel. It puts the person on a roller coaster, and so he continues to push and push and push. This is what is called attachment to the ideas. And as long as you are in the grip of these ideas, one or two of them, you are now bound for good. You don't have any openness. Now you look at every statement, every situation through the filter of that idea. It is filtered through that idea. And everything, the whole world is seen through the prism of that idea. So this is how we are attached to ideas also. Three things. Why? Why attached? Don't ask how to get rid of it. We will come to that later. Why we are attached? In understanding the why, the how becomes clear. So we are attached because without the thing that I possess, without the few things that I possess, a house, a property, etc., and without the people whom I possess, the relations whom I possess, son, daughter, father, brother, sister, what all. So without possessing the people whom I possess, and without getting connected to that idea or ideas, without that, means what? I stand here, now I am stripped of my possessions. Just you examine. Suppose I am stripped of all my possessions. I am stripped of all my relations. I am stripped of all my ideas. Means, I am in this world now, utterly naked. This is called Digambara. That is Shivaha. Shiva is the Digambara. Shiva, Digambara, they take it literally. If you take it literally, it is the silliest thing. You don't get anything out of it, except getting confused and you don't know what it is. Some religion it must be. Therefore, do a namaskar from a distance and be done with it. So, Digambara. Digambara means Shiva is Digambara. They sing also. Shankara Digambara. Like that they sing a bhajan also. Shankara Digambara. What do you mean by Shankara Digambara? It is not about singing a song, Appa. What do you understand by Digambara? Shankara Digambara. You say, I am standing here in this under the sky. What do I possess? I do not possess anything anywhere. I do not possess anything neither in India nor in America. I don't own anything. Any relations? No. No relations. I don't have parents. Na mata na pita. Did you not read Dasashloki? Na mata na pita. Na bandhu. I don't have any relatives. I don't have parents, I don't have son, I don't have daughter, I don't have brothers, sisters, nobody. Then, to which sampradaya, I do not belong to any sampradaya, to which religion, I do not, these are all ideas. I do not belong to any religion, I do not belong to any sampradaya, I do not belong to any human collective, any group. Because group is an idea, it is based on an idea, I do not belong to any group whatsoever. Then what am I? An empty shell. That is what I am. Empty. Empty space. And I am afraid of that emptiness. I am afraid of that nothingness. all attachment has its origin in that fear. You got it? That is what attachment is. So, I am afraid of nothingness, I am afraid of that emptiness, and therefore I am attached. Therefore, I own a few things. I am not empty, I own a few things. I am not a nobody. I have a brother, sister, father, mother, I have a set of parents, this and that. I am not empty in my mind. I am a Hindu, I am a sannyasi, I am a sampradaya, I am this, I am that. I am an environmental soldier, if you will. This is how people are attached. Because they are afraid of the nothingness. They are afraid of the emptiness. Okay? What is the truth? The truth is, you are nothing. You are nothing. That is the truth. Which means, you do not possess anything of this world. You are not related to anyone in this world. And all ideas that you are holding on are a bunch of falsehood, it is. There is no truth in that, in those ideas. That is the truth. So, knowing inwardly, I strip myself of all possessions, all attachments to people and to ideas. And I know inwardly that extraordinary emptiness. And I accept it. And when I accept it, then there is a mutation, a transformation. And there is a richness, there is a beauty, there is love. And I am no more afraid of that emptiness. I am free from all attachment. Asaktihi. Anabhishvanga putradara gruhadishu. So, putradara gruhadishu. Putra means children, offspring. You see, about offspring, we have to understand one thing. Nobody is son, nobody is daughter. We are just assuming. This is what the nama, the name binds people. The person doesn't bind, nobody binds anybody else. Because all are grown up people. And everybody takes his own shower, everybody eats his own or her own food, and everybody sleeps in his own or her own bed. There is nothing like, physically there is nothing. Nobody is connected with anybody else. Physically there is no connection whatsoever. You may have to say, the features are similar, therefore we are connected. You may have to say that. So, that is a very, very, very gross way of looking at things. So, there is no real connection. I tell you, in this world, the world around you has no hooks. It has only rings. All hooks are your hooks only. It has no hooks. The world has no hooks. In fact, the world doesn't throw any hooks upon you. In fact, it has no hooks. If it has hooks, then you get caught in one of those hooks. But it has no hooks at all. All hooks are your hooks only. You are throwing hooks. You throw a hook, and now one ring comes into it. That ring is around you now. Throw another hook. Throw another hook. So, children, they are not our children. They are God's children. You see, vivaksha again. It doesn't mean some God is sitting there and they are his children. I say, no. The point is, they are not our children. That is the point. It is all negation. If you will. If you don't like negation, my namaskar to you. So, you have your will. You have your way. I am not going to sneeze. Which means I am not going to come in your way. But శాస్త్ర ఇస్ ఆల్ నెగేషన్. అపవాద ప్రధాన, అపవాద ప్రధానం వేదాంత శాస్త్రం. వేదాంత శాస్త్ర ఈజ్ లైక్ దాట్. సో ఇట్ ఈజ్ ఆల్ అపవాద. వీ గో టు ది ఎక్స్టెంట్ ఆఫ్ డిక్లేరింగ్ దట్ సత్యం జ్ఞానం అనంతం బ్రహ్మ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో అపవాద. యు కేర్ టు సీ బ్రహ్మ శంకర భాష్య, సత్యం ఈజ్ ది నెగేషన్, జ్ఞానం ఈజ్ ది నెగేషన్, అనంత ఈజ్ ఎనీవే నెగేషన్. అన్నంత బ్రహ్మ వడవుడు బ్రహ్మ ఓ భీ నెగేషన్ హీ హ్యాస్, దట్ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో నెగేషన్. సో స్పేస్ లెస్, వాట్ ఈజ్ ఇట్? సో ఎనీవే, దేర్ ఫోర్ దే ఆర్ గాడ్స్ చిల్డ్రన్, దట్ ఈజ్ నాట్ ది పాయింట్. దే ఆర్ నాట్ అవర్ చిల్డ్రన్, దట్ ఈజ్ ది పాయింట్. దే కమ్ ఇన్ టు దిస్ వరల్డ్ త్రూ అస్. దే వీ డు నాట్ బ్రింగ్ దెమ్ ఇన్ టు దిస్ వరల్డ్. దేర్ కర్మ బ్రింగ్స్ దెమ్ ఇన్ టు దిస్ వరల్డ్, ఇఫ్ యూ విల్. So, some, I am giving you some anchor to hold on to. If I say, we do not bring them into this world, then I question mind, who bring, that's why I gave something. I am not proposing any theories and all that. Just I am saying, we do not bring them into this world, that is the truth. Then what did bring? Okay, karma has brought them into, their karma has brought them into this world. Not that I have seen their karma pulling them and putting in this world. So, and we help them as long as they need our help. And we help them afterwards when they seek our help. That's it. Otherwise, it is a disaster in life. There will be no peace. There will be, we'll suffer to no end. Therefore, putradara gruhadishu. Dara is a partner in life, spouse. That is dara. Dara shuddha is a pumlinga shuddha. Just a spouse. Gruha is a home. So, abhishvangaha means sakti vishesha eva. The asakti we have seen, the same sakti alone. Same sakti alone. So, but in a particular area. Sakti in a particular area. Asakti he means sakti generally. And now sakti directed towards a particular situation. That is called abhishvangaha. And ananyatma bhavana lakshanaha means you say, who is this person? Who is this person? He is my brother. Means, now he is not an independent person anymore. He is someone who is connected to you. But we don't see any connection. Yeah, you don't see it. That's why I am telling you, now you see it. He is connected to me. How? Brother, my brother he is. This is called ananyatma bhava. Means, he is not away from me, he is not separate from me. But if you look at logically, rationally, he is away from you, he is separate from you. But you do not want it that way. You want to live in a dream. And so you don't want the truth. You want the dream to continue. And suppose somebody wants to put an end to your dream. You don't want that. You want the dream to continue. But okay, let it continue. No, not the way it is continuing. I will tell you how it should continue. Can you do anything about it? No, I cannot do anything about it. Then what kind of a Swami you are? Do you have any magic? The magic should be, the dream should continue, it should not end. We don't want that. Dream should end means how the dream ends. You wake up, that the dream ends. So, once you wake up, the dream ends. So, మాయాకల్పిత దిశ యథా నిద్రయ స్వాత్మానం యథా నిద్రయ ప్రబోధ, దట్ వర్డ్ ఈజ్ యూస్. యూ వేక్ అప్ ద డ్రీమ్ ఎండ్స్. నో, వీ డోంట్ వాంట్ ది డ్రీమ్ టు ఎండ్. ది డ్రీమ్ షుడ్ కంటిన్యూ. ఓకే, లెట్ ఇట్ కంటిన్యూ అండ్ యాక్సెప్ట్ ది డ్రీమ్ యాజ్ ది డ్రీమ్ మూవీ యు ఆర్ సీయింగ్. సో నౌ ది హీరో లవ్స్ ది హీరోయిన్ వెరీ మచ్. నౌ హీ ఈజ్ అబౌట్ టు గెట్ మ్యారీడ్. ఎస్, ద మ్యారేజ్ షుడ్ హ్యాపెన్. That is what I say. But the villain has come and kidnapped her. No, so it should not happen like that. The marriage should go on. The villain should not come now. Are you are talking, you are calling the shots about the movie? So like that, the dream should continue, and I will decide in which way should it continue. I will decide. This is called Ananyatma Bhava. Means it is not the other. It is indeed connected to me. Why do you say it is not the other? Because it is obviously the other, and that fact we are not willing to accept, therefore we call it Ananyatma Bhava. So, Shankara said in another place, Putra Sakalaha Aham Sakalaha, Putro Vikalaha Aham Vikalaha. This is in psychology, they call it internalization. So, there is a problem outside, and I internalize it. Sometimes the problem per se may not be that much, but the internalization makes the problem tenfold. Like, for example, I have a close relative who is sick, some sickness for which no cure could be found. So certain sicknesses have no cure. So some schizophrenia or whatever. And so there is no cure. And so I sit here, and the person whom I love, I is sitting back in India, and so the person is sick, and I sit here. Now, who is more suffering more? The person is not suffering, the person is doing okay. I am suffering. I am unhappy. Why I am unhappy? The person is sick. Now you ask the person, are you unhappy? You ask the person. The person says, I am not unhappy. Did you ever come across an autistic child which says, I am unhappy? A child is not unhappy. It is the parents who are unhappy. So, I gave you an example. I don't know whether you take the example in the right spirit. At least I pray to you, don't take it in the wrong spirit. So, the point is, putra sakalaha aham sakalaha. Putro vikalaha aham vikalaha. This is Shankara's famous example. So, the son is not doing well. Why is he not doing well? Because he is not an engineer. So why, if he is not an engineer, he is not doing well? Yeah, I wanted him to become an engineer, and he did not become. Therefore, he is not doing well. You ask that guy, whether you, let us take his evidence. He says, I am doing perfectly all right. I am a TV artist. He is a TV artist, and he is very happy. So, amazing. This is how we get attacked. Ananyatma bhavana lakshanaha yatha anyasmin sukhini dukhine va ahameva sukhi dukhi. The other person is happy, therefore I am happy. How you are happy? He is happy. Why do you internalize that into you? Because you may ask, what is wrong with it? Everything is wrong with it. Because he is happy. He is not going to be happy permanently. He will slip into the unhappy mode, because the life is like that. And now you are happy because he is happy, and very soon he is going to become unhappy, because that is what life is, and then you will become unhappy. And then you will not be able to help him also, because you need help now. In which way are you going to help him? So, therefore, anyasmin sukhini aham sukhi. Anyasmin dukhine ahameva dukhi. And then, jivite mruteva ahameva jivami marishyami iti. So Shankara did not leave anything for our imagination. He covered that also. The other person, he died. They ask why he died. Are? What kind of a question are you asking? Why he died? He did not die in the first place. No, he died. Okay, he died because he was born. So, is that not answer enough? Jatasya hidhruvo mrityuhu. So, he died mrityuhu because jatasya, he was born. If you know more, if you know correctly, he did not die really speaking. But no, died. Okay, because he was born, he died. So, when somebody dies, I become unhappy. And I will die. Aham marishyami. And he is alive, so I am alive. This kind of connecting oneself with the other without taking permission from the other person. The other person may not give all this permission to you. In fact, he may say, give me a break. Means what? All these things you break. You break all these, cut them off. That is what the other person wants. So, this is the putradara gruhadishu. Shankara says, putreshu, dareshu, gruheshu, adigrahanat. There is an adi, putradara gruhadishu, you know. So, anyeshu api, in others also, you can add. Atyanta ishteshu, dasa vargadishu. You see, here is a person. He has a servant. In India, they employ like that. Manpower is cheap and so they employ like that. So a servant is there. And this servant, he is serving, like in my house, he is servant for 10 years now. Okay. So we take care of him. Very nice. Now this guy, suddenly, he stopped coming and he went to some other person's servant. He went somewhere else. And so this person feels very unhappy. He feels hurt. Okay. He was with me for 10 years and now he went to his home. And that person, before taking him, he should have consulted me. He should have asked me, shall I take him or not? Without asking me, he took him. What kind of a friend he is? I will show him my mind one... Did you see such a situation? It is all the time you find it. With servants you find it. With servant maids you find it. And you see, there was a servant maid. And she used to come to my place where I live. And she cleans a few things and she goes away. And some people, some other family people asked her, you come and work in our family, our home also. She told, no, I won't do. She doesn't do. Why you do to Swami? Why don't you do to us? Why Swami gives more money to you or what? We also will give you. She told, I don't do it. Why? My husband told not to do, therefore I won't do it. So, you know why she does for me? Because there is not much to do anyway. That's why she does. There is not much to do. And she also thinks this Swami is a useless fellow, better to work for him only. Because he doesn't know how to extract work and all that. He doesn't even look at her. And she comes and goes. She comes whenever she likes. And she goes, she will do a few things this way, that way, and goes away. And she gets her money. And some Swami gives some fruits also all the time. Therefore, she has her own reasons to work for this Swami. And so people possess. She is my servant maid. She has to take my permission. Then there is a third category. That the driver. In India we call it driver. Here they call it chauffeur. And so this driver, so my driver, is my driver. Like that. So Shankara knew all that. He said, Dasa Varga Adishu. This is the rich man's attachment. And these are all attachments. And anabhishvangaha, you become free from attachment. So Shankara says, tatya ubhayam jnanarthatvat jnanamuchyate. So you become free from attachment, the truth comes into its own. That mutation happens. You don't get the God coming from somewhere else. The jiva mutates into the divinity. That is a mutation. So the mutation happens when all these bondages are eliminated. And so that is the anabhishvangaha. So nityancha samachittatvam ishtanishtopapattishu. We'll see later. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Avashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Harihi Om Shri Guru Chomana. Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Krishna Arpanamastu.